Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we swing into the tail end of summer, fear not, there is still plenty of great theater being done by professional theater companies around the state. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here now to tell us more. And we start with the always reliable Barn Theater in Augusta.
Yeah, they are doing Mamma Mia. And I don't know, Cynthia, do we really need to go into the story here? It's one of the most often performed shows the world over. It's a mother whose daughter's getting married in Greece, and she's never told her daughter the identity of her own father. And so three old boyfriends of the mama come to the Greek island where the wedding's going to take place at the invitation of the daughter. The mother does not know. It's a situation.
Of course.
But the real star, as you and I both know, is the ABBA music. In fact, the whole show was written as an excuse to fill it with the music from the Swedish 1970s pop band. And I understand you're a fan.
I am. I remember watching them win the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974 when I was going to school in Ireland. They won with Waterloo. It's fun music. And yeah, it's a jukebox musical, but it's great music. Let's just get everybody in the mood. This is Dancing Queen from the London West End cast recording. Everybody's moods just picked up.
I imagine at times I feel a little bit like a dancing queen. I'm sure everybody does. It's guilty pleasure music, and it's very popular. And the Barn does these kinds of shows really, really well. Have not seen it, but I can kind of vouch for it in advance because I'd be stunned if it wasn't terrific.
All right, so that is Dancing Queen, and we can thank the always reliable Barn Theater in Augusta for bringing us that. And now we've got two companies offering the same play.
Yeah, so the Mason Street Warehouse in Saugatuck is opening The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder this weekend. And for listeners who have not seen this or heard of it, this is a really delicious, very funny musical. It takes place in the first years of the 20th century in England, and Monty Dicequiff is a ne'er-do-well, and upon his death, upon the death of his mother, who's a washerwoman, he learns that she was actually part of this aristocratic family, and that he is in fact the ninth earl in line for the family's estate and fortune. So he goes about plotting the murders of all the earls ahead of him. The play's based on a novel, came out in the early days of the last century, and then it was made into a very good movie in the 40s with Alec Guinness. It was called Kind Hearts and Coronets. Think of Downton Abbey, but with a lot of wonderful comedy, great songs, double entendre, funny stuff. I actually love the writing of this show. It's a broad comedy, but unlike some other shows, I think the writing is really, really good. And so that's at the Mason Street Warehouse and Saugatuck, and that theater is run by Kurt Stamm, who's a Broadway director and choreographer. Their stuff is consistently top drawer. So, again, haven't seen it yet, but I have little doubt that it'll be very good.
Okay, and then who else is doing Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder?
So that'll be at the Dio Dinner Theater and Entertainment in Pinckney. They open the weekend of August 23rd. And I know who the Dio has cast in the two leads, David Mone and Richard Payton. These are two of the very best actors, musical theater actors, that we have in Michigan working today. And so my expectations are very high. And at the Dio, it's a terrific atmosphere. You get, I mean, the shows are very good. You get a nice dinner, too. It's like, I can highly recommend the fried chicken, but check the menu on their website, the Dio Dining and Entertainment, because when they do a show like this, they often tweak the menu to kind of offer something that's consistent with the show or the period of time that the show is set.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Yeah. All right. Now we head to Walled Lake and the new Jet Theater.
Oh, yeah, Cynthia, I saw Ain't Misbehavin' at the new Jet last weekend.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Hemingway. How are you today? All right. Oh, very, very good. And yourself?
Oh, you do?
This is the Fats Waller musical review. Though not all of the music is actually by Waller. I was knocked out. These actors and performers are so good. Alvin Waddles, who's an absolute treasure in Michigan, he plays the piano, and he's kind of the Fats Waller character, and the ensemble around him, which is Lauren Lestrada, Alan Briggs, Ashley Lyle, and Elizabeth Ann Gray. They're all Michigan actors, and it was so good. My face hurt when I was leaving because of how wonderful it was, how much it made me smile. So can't talk that one up enough. And this coming weekend is the last chance to see it.
And you've got one more tip for us.
Yeah, so I'm kind of excited about this. There's a new theater company in Flint called the Flint Theater Guild. It actually opened the beginning of the summer. And this weekend, they are concluding a run of the play Painting Churches. This is a play about a daughter who's an artist in New York, and she goes to Boston to help her elderly parents and pack up the house in preparation to a move to Cape Cod. This play came out in the early 80s, and it's very much about the time of life when adult children are kind of transitioning to having to look after their older parents. And that time of life is full of plot lines. And this is a very good play. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to see it this weekend. But I also just want to say, how great is it that we have another professional theater opening in Flint? They're performing at the University of Michigan Flint Theater. And I just want to wish them well for everything they're going to do in the future.
Well, we have lots of theater around the state, from the new Flint Theater Guild, the new Jet Theater in Walled Lake, the Mason Street Warehouse in Saugatuck, the Dio Dinner Theater in Pinckney, and the Barn Theater in Augusta. Details on these productions, as always, are waiting for you at EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.